This is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. This is a video cast, and I want to today look at the real economy. The economy added 6 million jobs, and the unemployment rate dropped to the lowest level in nearly 50 years. But the average monthly gain under the Trump so far is $188,000, compared to an average monthly gain of $217,000 during President Obama's second term. The real unemployment rate is a broader definition of the unemployment than the official unemployment I just talked about. In December 2019, it was 6.7%. This is the rate most often reported in the media. However, The Bureau of Labor Statistics only counts people without jobs who are in the labor force. To remain in the labor force, they must have looked for a job in the last 4 weeks. The labor force participation rate was 62.9% when Trump was sworn in. 3 years later, it's at 63.3%. Less than one half of a century point increase. In fact, when the labor participation rate was almost identical to today's, Trump claimed during the 2000 election that we had a real unemployment rate of over 40%. Well, the real unemployment rate, of course, should include the underemployed, the marginally attached, and discouraged workers. For that reason, it's around double that of the Standard report. Trump's ongoing trade wars have also sapped business confidence. And people are in trouble to a certain extent. Also because companies are pulling back on hiring workers as a result. Today's numbers seemed great and could be a factor to re-elect the president. But let's take a deeper look. It's not just the economy. Even if they took home slightly bigger paychecks, employees have also confronted the rising prices of housing, education, and skyrocketing healthcare costs. Let's take a look at people working two or three jobs to get by. Wages for them are essentially flat, and layoffs are on the uptick. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidates make this a top campaign issue, right up with calling out Trump's effort to end you and your family's coverage for pre-existing medical conditions, along with all of the other benefits of the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. Our nation's manufacturing sector is not only officially in a recession, but one that is becoming worse each month. In November, new manufacturing orders and employment dropped out at a rate worse than the month before. Economic growth fell far short of the annual 4 to 6% that Trump promised when he was going for president's position. The most recent rate is 2%. And federal debt went up more than $2.4 trillion. That's trillion. The annual deficit hit nearly $1 trillion in fiscal year 2019, the highest since 2012. But how do people feel about the economy? Much of the benefit of the current growth has gone to people at the top of the ladder, leaving many Americans feeling dissatisfied. A Monmouth University poll in April found that only 12% of Americans said their families had benefited a great deal from recent economic growth, and only 18% said that the middle-class families have benefited a lot from Trump's economic policies. Let's take the poll from Florida Atlantic University, which shows how much other issues overshadow the economy. The poll shows Florida, a crucial state electorally, as a toss-up. In hypothetical matchups, Trump tied or narrowly trailed each of the major Democratic candidates. This shows an erosion of the president's number. Florida, once again, will be up for grabs. In that same poll, Trump voters, the economy came in third place behind immigration and foreign policy / terrorism, 16%. For Democratic voters, the economy ranked behind healthcare as a motivating factor. President Trump's behavior also plays a role. His core supporters love his style, but it takes a big toll on his standing with other voters. Even as a good economy pushes his approval rating slightly upwards, the rest of the packages pushes him down. In a national poll taken by the Quinnipiac University in December, 11% of voters approved of Trump's handling of the economy, but said they would vote for Biden over Trump. These voters mostly identified themselves as moderates and were about evenly divided between Democrats and independents. Well, that's the picture as I see it from the NABWNT.org. I've enjoyed telling you all of these. I hope you listen to us again. Our podcasts and this type of video casts are to be found on NABWMT.org. We're on a few Facebooks with our initials NABWMT, and we're on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram. Thanks for listening again. This is Ken Barron signing off.